Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And breaking news from here in the studio, we are introducing you to our new superintendent of Catholic schools, Lauren Martin, and she'll share the vision of our Catholic schools for today and for the future. And I'm really excited that she's here with us this morning in studio. It's in a compelling conversation that you don't want to miss. So grab your cup of coffee or tea and get ready to join us. And before we kick off and meet Lauren, our new superintendent, I want to give a big thank you to our generous sponsors of this program, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. So first time for her new role, but she is not a stranger to our show. She was on, I think, last year in your other role as principal of St. LaSalle. Now you are the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Lauren, welcome this morning in studio to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a true honor to sit next to you. You were here last year. We talked about St. LaSalle and very near to my heart because I have three nephews that graduated, the Danks, and now you are up and running for the school year. You're chief administrator for 35 grade schools, 10 high schools, and more than 13,000 students. That's a lot to handful on your plate. So it's been more than 180 years of Catholic education in our diocese, and now you're leading us to the future. So can you just introduce ourselves to the listeners to you about your role and your background?
Yeah, sure. So as you mentioned, I just came from St. LaSalle. Mm-hmm. I was there as the principal for 13 years, I know, right?
Wow.
That is amazing. It didn't seem that long, and it also seems like it could be longer, depending on the day. So was there for 13 years. I had come from St. John Vianney High School as an academic assistant principal in New Jersey, in hometown New Jersey. Prior to that, I taught English at Madonna High School in Weirton, West Virginia, and that is my native state. I grew up in West Virginia.
Go Mountaineers, right?
Go Mountaineers, correct. Unless you're from Huntington, and then you are a Thundering Herd fan.
Marshall,
oh. Right. So I got that rivalry
there.
Two good
football programs.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And so I love Catholic education. That was where I started teaching, and that's where I hope to end my career.
Now, Lauren Martin, as the person, you're a mom. Your children attended Catholic schools. It's important to you that this is part of your life. Tell us about your call to catechation. How did this happen?
That's a great question. It was the first job that I accepted out of college. Teaching was at a small Catholic school in Weirton, West Virginia, and I taught English there. And at that point, I had about 153 students, and it was a place where I think the wording that I would use is anybody could find fullness of life. That's what we like to say in Catholic schools, when you can wear several hats all at one time and do a lot of different things that you like to do. So everything from coaching the volleyball team, being an assistant coach for the tennis team, helping out with the musical, being a club moderator, and teaching English all at the same place. And I just fell in love with Catholic education at that point in time. And I thought, yeah, I think that this is where I'm supposed to be.
What's the feeling of this huge responsibility? You're not just in charge of one school, all the schools, and the teachers, the administrators. That's a quite remarkable responsibility.
Remarkable is a good word. It's humbling, actually. I think that to think about the number of people who care about Catholic education in the Diocese of Pittsburgh and want to see it be as successful as possible and continue to carry on after so many years, 180, I think you said earlier, that is really, really a big responsibility, a humbling responsibility. It's also pretty awesome. Because my kids are in Catholic school. They are in Catholic elementary school right now. They'll go to Catholic high school. We'll see what their futures have beyond that. But, you know, it's not just the work piece for me. It's part of the family. It's just a part of what we do. It's sort of at the core and at the center is that Catholic piece. So being able to tie that to education.
It's in your blood.
It's right there. Yeah,
growing it up and having your kids coming
Absolutely.
Up in the grapevine, so to speak.
Yes.
It's all connected. We're all connected.
Correct.
As one. And the bishop said about your appointment that your relationship with building was important to you, the academic excellence. You implemented an honors program to challenge gifted eighth grade students to help them build the partnerships with universities, Catholic education reform groups, other organizations. Is this something that you will continue to rebuild on as your role as superintendent?
Yeah, I think the relationship piece is the most important, right? That's our humanity, right? That's when we talk about what makes us different. How do we do things differently than what others may experience in other settings? And those relationship pieces, being in community with one another, I think are really important from the time as a high school principal, making sure that those connections were there with the Catholic elementary schools that were in the regions. How do we help them be successful? Because we know that they are the lifeblood for our Catholic high schools. So we need the Catholic elementary schools to remain strong. And then from a university standpoint, they want as many of the students coming out of our Catholic schools as possible, because that's what helps them maintain that Catholic identity piece. So
The feeders.
Yeah. Like, how are we all helping one another support Catholic education?
And I've been around the block a long time too, 23 years as a priest and many years as a pastor. Most of my assignments have had Catholic schools. I've loved being a pastor with a school. Now I'm down in Southern Allegheny County and I'm at Mary of Nazareth. I also help out at Sarah Catholic. Being at St. Bede, Sister Thea Bowman and St. Benedict of Moore previously, St. James and Swickley. Just the rich tradition that we have. We have such wonderful schools, elementary and high schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And to, like you said, keep that feeding system going. We plant the seeds with the elementary school students, the youngsters, and then hopefully they can build on that with the high school programs.
Yeah, exactly. And I think one of the key pieces with our schools and, why they're successful is the people who are there, right? You just named several places where you had the opportunity to be a part of those schools. And, without a tremendous number of good, talented Catholic people, we wouldn't be where we are at this point.
Right. It takes the administrators, the teachers, the parents.
Exactly.
All the volunteers. Mm-hmm. It's a well-oiled machine. It keeps things going.
Exactly.
Well, we're right now starting the month of October. So we've had the full month of September. The bell was rang right before Labor Day. So what's on tap for this year? What do you see as in your first year as superintendent?
Yeah, I mean, thinking about that relationship building piece, the one thing that I want to make sure that I'm doing is, being able to visit schools, get to know each school's culture, right? They're all Catholic. And, how do I envision our schools? Well, Catholic would be it, right? But what does that mean in each school? And that means something a little bit different. Some schools have particular charisms. Some schools are still more community-based as opposed to regional. And, they all have a different feel. So trying to get to know those schools to figure out overall, like, what is it that we're doing? How are we moving forward in a really positive direction, continuing to grow the opportunity for our students to, encounter Jesus every day when they walk into a school building?
And I guess whenever you're starting a new role, and obviously I'm just 9 months as a pastor of St. Joachim and Anne, so I'm still learning people's names, learning the day-to-day operations of a parish. I guess, like you said, getting to know the different schools, the communities, it's relationship building. And obviously that takes time, but when you go and see people and get to know them and build that trust and relationship, new friendships develop. Would you agree?
Exactly. And even my experience here so far from a diocesan level, seeing the number of people who are dedicated to making sure that our Catholic schools are viable for years and years and years and years to come was something really great to encounter. I mean, literally on my first day, walking around, getting to see the people that are involved significantly more than I ever would have imagined. But it also made me feel really good to think, okay, there's all these people trying to make sure that our schools are alive and well.
I was so excited when I saw the press release, Lauren Martin, the new superintendent. And I said, awesome pick. And it's nice when you know somebody already and you're well established. It's not like somebody coming in brand new, totally, you know, doesn't know the diocese, doesn't know the schools. It's kind of like a moving condition. So I think with your appointment, it was an awesome top choice. I think you're a superstar. You're going to do great. And your experience and your history as the former principal at Seton LaSalle, your track record, you're going to do well. And I think as we're starting off the new school year, it's excitement. It's a lot of exciting things to go on and a lot of great new things to work on too. So are you looking forward to keep going?
Absolutely. I love hearing new ideas, seeing new things, even seeing a lot of the older things that we've been doing for a while that are just solid that we should continue to do. It was one of those really lovely conversations among quite a few that I had the opportunity to have with Michelle Peduto before she passed away, just to really see what her vision had been and see where we could take it in the future. We had got to have some lovely conversations around how the Catholic schools have been set up.
Absolutely.
For the future and to be successful.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about Michelle Peduto, your the predecessor. So we'll be back. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish in Elizabeth. This special episode of Catholic Education Plus is dedicated to the future, the faith, and the legacy of our Catholic schools. And we're sitting down this morning with our new superintendent of Catholic schools, Lauren Martin, who is joining us in studio this morning. And before we get started again, I want to give a big shout out, thanks to our generous sponsors of this program, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. We always say that a Catholic education is life-changing and life-transforming. In our first segment, we talked about the road of this important new position and what it means for education of the 13,000 students now under your leadership, Lauren. And all this finds its meaning to faith. And you shared with Bishop Zubik, because of your role falls under evangelization as well. How important is it to have faith as the guiding light in this particular program?
Yeah, I you know, guiding light, foundational purpose, cornerstone, take your pick of how you want to say it. I think from a mission standpoint, if we were focused on what our purpose truly is, which is to pass along the faith and to, you know, try to make saints of all the children that are in our schools, then we're doing our jobs, right?
Beacon of hope, sharing that light.
Mm-hmm. Sharing that light, coming up on the Jubilee year, the Pilgrims of Hope. I was really excited about that being the theme because I thought, oh my goodness, so many things that our Catholic schools do around this already that we can even expand on it to be provide that hope, provide that light.
That. Yeah. Now, for our administrators, families, students, we're living in a time where the guiding light, the faith, is literally life or death. This is the difference maker in our schools. How do we teach our students to cling to that faith, especially in the very delicate times we're living in? It's a really crazy world.
I think that, you know, again, coming back to that mission piece, that Jesus Christ is the center of all that we do. If we're modeling that as adults with all the students that are in our schools, constantly, you know, drawing attention to how everything that we're doing really connects there. And, you know, whether they are in first grade or in 12th grade, that with Jesus being at the center of their lives, really it's not that additional piece, it's that foundational piece that's going to help support them wherever they are and however they are experiencing life, and that, you know, they aren't alone. And that, you know, they are human beings. And then the way they interact with one another, right? We're all humans made in the image and likeness of God and therefore deserving of dignity and respect. And if we can all live that way, and if that's how we are in our schools, and we can go out into our communities with that same type of attitude, then look at how we can transform our communities and make that bigger and transforming our world, really.
Now more than ever.
Now more than ever, correct.
Especially the children age, what they're experiencing and the fears and what they encounter every day in their homes and their communities.
Exactly.
It's not easy.
You know, I think it's that piece of, you know, kind of even rebelling against what secular culture is constantly putting in their faces, especially on whatever types of screens they may have. I love Matthew Kelly says Jesus was the first rebel,
he's
right?
Awesome.
Which is near and dear to my heart, coming from Seton LaSalle, right?
Right.
So we can all be rebels against that culture.
Yeah, the rebels of Seton LaSalle.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Now, the final phase of regionalization is now in place. Made our schools definitely stronger, more interconnected, and stronger academically and obviously fiscally. What are you most looking forward to in this new role as you look ahead for the future of our Catholic schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think that there's been so much groundwork already laid to make sure that our schools are viable for the future from the regionalization standpoint, and making sure that they are financially able to stay there and we don't just have Catholic schools in affluent communities, right? That's mm-hmm. one of the main points of regionalization, making sure we have schools in our communities and serving the communities in this Western Pennsylvania area. But looking forward, it's, are there other people who we need to serve, people who we aren't serving yet that we could reach out to in different ways? Not that we aren't doing things well already, but I always ask the question, what can we do better? How can we highlight the things that we're already doing well in service for others? So I'm looking forward to really at this point learning more about what our schools are doing, how they are, those beacons of light mm-hmm. for our communities, and seeing how we can make that beacon even brighter.
Absolutely. Keep that shining light shining upon the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Yeah. Now, these final few 4 minutes, as we come to a close this special segment, we want to remember the former superintendent, Michelle Peduto, who sat many, many times in studio here with me on this program over the last several years. And I'm going to get choked up because she was not only my cohort on this program, but a very near and dear friend with mine. We go many, many years back when she was principal at the former St. Agnes in Oakland. I was a young whippersnapper, parochial vicar at St. Paul Cathedral, and over the years with the Extra Mile, she was a phenomenal woman, and she did so much for our schools and getting us through COVID. I visited her and gave her the Sacrament of Anointing the week before she passed away. I know her family quite well, did one of her daughter's weddings, did her husband's funeral several years ago, and just a wonderful, wonderful woman. And Lauren, I saw you at her funeral at St. James in Swickley, Divine Redeemer Parish, several weeks ago. Bishop Zubik was there. What a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. And send up, you want to add some thoughts on Michelle, who really handpicked you to succeed her?
She did joke with me. She was, getting me ready for this for 2 years. I just kept saying to her, I don't think so. No, I don't. But she said, just pray about it. I mean, how simple, right?
Wow.
Just pray about it. I was like, okay, well, let's just pray about it. And then, however many months later, here I'm sitting with you. What big and great shoes to fill. But I promised her that I would do a good job. So I feel like I am bound by that now at this point in time.
You feel her spirit with you when you go to work each day?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, the close relationship that she had with Sharon Brown, who's the assistant superintendent, who stepped up and really did amazing things, when Michelle couldn't, be at the helm as often as she wanted to. And Sharon keeping that spirit alive that Michelle had is really quite phenomenal and provides those little moments where you can kind of laugh about certain things or you pick up on little things to know, that Michelle's there. We were walking outside one day having lunch and, here's a little cardinal that flew by, right? And so those little signs, you think, okay, she's still here and watching.
She's still here with us.
Indeed.
Absolutely. And for our listeners, Michelle Peduto, as many of you know, she passed away this past summer after many years battling breast cancer. She left an indelible mark on the hearts and lives of so many people and really was helping with COVID and getting us through, keeping the schools open. She really, and despite her illness too, she still came to work every day, never saw her complain, and just her joyful presence. She just was always there in the calmness of her.
Absolutely. I think joy is the first word that comes to my mind because that just emanated out of her. And I always appreciated her. She never asked the question, should we? It was, how can we? right? And in that type of mindset, I think I really picked up on rather quickly and said, okay, it's not a matter of should we or not, right? We don't do it for any other reason than we're Catholic and we should. But it's how do we get it done then?
Absolutely. I always gave Michelle the last word. I'll give you the last minute. Final thoughts on closing the segment on the school year of 2024-2025.
Oh, boy. I feel like that's pretty big. Wow. I think just, you know, from a Catholic education standpoint, you know, for all the listeners who are out there, Catholic schools are so vitally important for the families that really need them to be a part of their families' lives, of their children's lives, of their own lives, both personally and spiritually. And, you know, anything that you can do to support your Catholic school in your local area, you know, please, you know, volunteer your time, talents, treasures, whatever it may be, because they really have the capacity to change our world. And we truly believe that. So, you know, getting involved, supporting those local Catholic schools are really important. I appreciate the things that everybody does already. And so the more that we can do, the better off our kids
Lauren
are
Martin,
for our future.
Thanks for being with us here this morning.
You're very welcome.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It's also called World Mission Sunday. And in today's gospel, Jesus reminds James and John that the suffering servant, he gave his life in a humble service to his people. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. I really like that. This is the third prediction of the Lord's Passion in the Gospel of Mark, not to be hungry for power or prestige, but really to be humble and for service. And on this World Mission Sunday, we remind us to call us to a deeper faith, and Jesus sent his disciples out two by two to bring the good news. And our mission is to show that same love of Jesus to the people around us. So today's readings remind us about to evaluate our position in terms of service and not so much about us, but looking after others. And there are so many, obviously, pressures in our world that surround us to try and impress somebody, climb up the corporate ladder, grab the spotlight. It's all about me. In contrast to all these pressures, grasp for that, we offer that humility and service and looking after the little guy, looking after others. So be mindful on this Sunday that we come not to be served, but to serve. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus.